We're going to begin today with some news that has just come to us from the family of Shane O'Farrell, the young man who was killed in a hit and run on the 2nd of August in 2011. The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, is to make a public apology to the O'Farrell family in the Dáil next Tuesday. For listeners who aren't familiar with the story of Shane O'Farrell, he was a young law student and was killed when he was out cycling almost 14 years ago at the age of 23 years old. The driver of the car was subsequently found to have been convicted of a number of theft, drug and road traffic offences, and he should have been in prison, and yet, for reasons that have never been fully explained, he was out on bail when he killed Shane on the road near his home in Carrickmacross in 2011. Shane's family, led by his mother Lucia, have been relentless in their pursuit of answers. They have sought a public inquiry, a call which had been backed by Jim O'Callaghan when he was in opposition. Now, we've been in contact with Lucia regarding what the family expect and hope will be delivered in that apology by Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan next Tuesday, and she gave us this statement. She said, "We note Minister O'Callaghan will make an apology to Shane on Tuesday. Shane's case raises serious issues about how the criminal justice system works and how it ought to work. We await the apology on Tuesday." And that concludes the short statement that Lucia O'Farrell sent to us. Darren O'Rourke, I'm going to go to you first on this. Your party colleague, Matt Carty, has also been working on this case. He's the local TD, of course, as well, for Cavan Monaghan. But does Sinn Féin welcome the apology?
Absolutely, and it's welcome to hear that statement from Lucia, who has campaigned along with her family absolutely tirelessly on this issue. So it's welcome. I suppose we have to wait to see exactly what's in the apology. It is long overdue. Shane O'Farrell was failed by the state. The man who killed him should have been imprisoned at the time, as you've said. And the family have been failed by the state ever since. Actually, so much of the detail that we are now aware of in relation to this case was generated by the hard work of the family, Lucia in particular. And I think it is welcome that we have this statement from the minister scheduled for Tuesday. We'll wait to hear the detail of it. But I can say on behalf of Sinn Féin and Matt Carty, I'm absolutely sure that we will continue to work with the family on the back of it.
OK, Jen Cummins.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that family have been calling for a public inquiry for such a long time. And, you know, when I heard about this first, when I was reading the Dáil schedule for next week, I was struck by a personal experience I had a number of years ago in the 1990s. A friend's brother Barry was killed in a hit and run, and that driver also shouldn't have been on the road. And I just want to give a shout out to Jen, if I may, because she's recovering in hospital today and I was speaking to her this morning. But I mean, that family, you know, the devastation that they have faced for the last decades is just absolutely awful, and the least we can do is have an apology, and the least that can happen is a public inquiry. And I do know that from my own personal experience that how such a death can just devastate a community and destroy a family, you know.
All right. Timmy Dooley, did you know the apology was coming?
I wasn't aware that it was coming until very recently. I know that the minister met with Mrs. O'Farrell back in March. And there has been discussions between the family over the intervening period of time. I know Mrs. O'Farrell and her members of her family. I had the pleasure of meeting them in those difficult circumstances over the years when I was opposition spokesperson on transport, and together with her daughter, who's an eminent lawyer, drafted a piece of legislation which was at the time referred to as Shane's Law, and that became an amendment to a piece of legislation that recognised that leaving the scene of an accident became a scheduled event with a particular sentence. So they've already made significant impact on the legislative books, if you want. Again, we'll wait the statement on Tuesday. I know it's going to be discussed at Cabinet. It has been kept pretty quiet. I know the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste were aware of it.
You will know from meeting with Lucia O'Farrell that what they will be looking for in that apology is the announcement of a full public inquiry. That's what they have sought. They don't believe that the review that has been conducted to date is adequate. They don't believe that referring that review to an Oireachtas committee for further discussion, because an Oireachtas committee doesn't have the powers of compellability that a public inquiry would have, they don't believe that would be adequate either. So for the apology to be meaningful, do you think it should also include the announcement of a full public inquiry?
Well, I think I'd want to wait to hear the outcome of that statement. And I would hope that it will help the family to bring some level of their pain and suffering another way along that journey, because I have to recognise their amazing resilience and the input that they have made, not just to changing legislation, but also in forcing the state to address situations like that differently. I know there's been many discussions about whether or not a public inquiry would go further. There are always issues when you try to do something in a public inquiry. Potentially, those that there may be an impact on their character or whatever have access to the courts, and you tend to find that people lawyer up, and I don't mean the family, the O'Farrell family, but those on the other end that might be subject to the investigation, and it gets bogged down in the courts forever and a day. And we haven't been great in recent years at having an appropriate process in place that gets an outcome. The scoping inquiry that was done previously assembled a lot of information which we're now familiar with. I know it hasn't gone far enough for the family, but I would hope that the decision by the minister, with the support of the government, which I presume will come on Tuesday when it's raised at Cabinet, will be a demonstration from the minister and the government that what happened back then.
Right, but you're not ruling out a public inquiry at this point.
It'll be for a pay grade well above mine, and I don't mean that to sound facetious. That'll be a decision that would have to be taken by Cabinet, so I don't want to in any way suggest or give cold comfort that something like that might happen. I think we take this step by step, and I would hope that the statement will be, and knowing the character of Jim O'Callaghan, I'm sure it will be, as fulsome as he can in assisting the family in bringing another step on the journey. I don't think this family will ever really have closure, and that's unfortunate because of the way in which Shane's demise was.
Sure. I'm sure if a representative of the family were here, they would agree that they can't have closure, but they would perhaps argue that a public inquiry would certainly help them cope with their loss. But for now, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and have a look at the issue of the impact of tariffs on the wider economy and what might be done to support sectors that will be affected by that.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.